I don't see that on Discogs yet, but if you go searching for it, I guess you probably will find it. Anyway, that is up next at the top of the hour. I should tell you once again that you are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in stereo out of Montreal, Quebec, and on the web at ckut.ca. And of course, you can check out the schedule of other programs, again, at that same website, ckut.ca. The weekly program, brief descriptions of each, and you can dive in on the archives and check out the other programs as well. All right, stay tuned.
Attention McGill undergraduate students. Referendum is upon us. Exercise your right to vote on questions that matter to you and your campus experience. Vote in the fall referendum period from Monday, November 8th to Friday, November 12th. Look for your ballot in your McGill student email between November 8th to 12th. Let's rock the vote.
Cinema Politica is thrilled to announce a special screening of the program Queer for Palestine on November 15 at 7 p.m. at La Sala Rossa. From intimate portrayal to experimental cinema, this program of queer shorts from Palestine and Lebanon examines the intersection of gender and sexual identity with the Palestinian liberation struggle. Co-curated with programmers from Regard Palestinien and co-presented with the Feminist Media Studio and the Palestinian Youth Movement, the event is part of Queer Cinema for Palestine, the first ever 10-day film festival celebrating global queer realities and standing in solidarity with Palestinians. The screening at La Sala Rossa will be followed by a discussion led by the Palestinian Youth Movement. All films will be available to stream online between November 15 and November 20th through queercinemaforpalestine.org. We hope to see you there.
Since we've been talking about it for over a year, and you probably already know anyway, we've decided not to say it this time. So we're not going to tell you again that to protect yourself from COVID-19, you should wash your... And we certainly won't repeat once more that you should wear a... Or most importantly, that we must keep our... From others. Because you already know this is the best way to fight the virus. Even when you're vaccinated, let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Thank you.
All right, ending up there with a sort of a long piece, preceded by two shorter ones, started the set and the hour with Jeanne de Messieurs, Etude en Tierce, her third etude, one of her own compositions, as you probably guessed from my description. Anyway, as I mentioned at the before the end of the last hour, a number of her recordings have been gathered, her Decca recordings from the 1950s on a multi-CD set. I guess I'm going to have to go look for that. Really beautiful stuff there. And that followed by something which seems to be in, let's say, vaguely the same vein, Janis Lendinger from Reykjavik, and that piece called Reich, and the album called Rimi. And I believe that's a recent release. Forgive me if that's incorrect. And then a long piece there, but Amar Reedy and Natalia Bylis from an album entitled Whose Woods These Are, which you probably, or you should know, that is taken from the first line of a Robert Frost poem. The name of the poem actually is Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. It's one of Frost's most famous. So some pastoral sounds there from, again, Amar Reedy and Natalia Bylis. And the name of that piece was called A Shelter of Junipers. Reedy on the cello and Bylis on the keyboards. Again, as with some of the pieces that I played in the first hour, definitely had a vibe, maybe an inspiration by some of the minimalism from the classic 1970s period when that was sort of new and pretty exciting development, at least to me and to many other people. I do love that that era of experimental music. Anyway, that was the set, and glad you're joining me today. The name of this show is If You've Got Ears. You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 McGill Radio, Montreal. Thank you. All right, ending up that set with the great Lina Platonos, a piece called Salome's Dance that is from a brand new recording called Balancers. She has been on the scene for quite some time, so if you don't know her, check her out. She's got a huge discography, keyboard player, a vocalist, etc., etc. Before that, from an old record from 1973, the Dusun people of Tumbunan, Malaysia, with a xylophone piece, and that album entitled The Music of Primitive Man. It's actually a pretty great album, not so hard to find. And of course, nowadays we would never title an album just like that, but in 1973 that still was okay, evidently. And but a lot of great music, and I'm sure some of this music has disappeared from the earth, or certainly is rarer even today than it was in 1973, but a cool old album. And a long piece there by Charlemagne Palestine and Zev. Charlemagne Palestine, originally born in Brooklyn, now living in Belgium, I believe, plays the carillon, and Zev there on percussion. I wasn't really able to tell what percussion that was. Maybe some of you know, but anyway, that was recorded way back in 2013. Zev passed away in 2017. Both of them produced a huge number of recordings. Palestine played the bells, or the carillon, at the St. Thomas Church in Midtown Manhattan for many years, and that was his bread and butter job. Definitely part of that downtown New York art scene back in the 60s and 70s, and afterwards, a really amazing musician. Check out his discography as well. You were tuned to CKUT. If you got ears, my name is Jeffrey Davison. One more set to go. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Thank you. All right, running out of time. We just heard some amazing overtone singing there by Anna Maria Hefele, accompanied there on the dilruba, which is a bowed instrument. Prior to that was Gazelle Twin and NYX, which is a choir out of London. Gazelle Twin hails from Brighton, and that is the title track from their 2021 release called Deep England. Before that, an outfit from Ontario, I don't know anything about them, Jet Lips. The album is called Cardinal Feeling, it just came out, and we heard Lady Eaton College. And started with a short piece there by Lizelle, a musician based in Los Angeles. The album is called My Salil Echo, and we heard from that a track called Spores. This has been If You Got Ears. I've been filling in today. My name is Jeffrey.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
From Pacifica Radio, this is Voices of the Middle East and North Africa. I am Malihe Razazan. Last month, a military coup took place in Sudan, barely 2 years after a popular uprising forced the removal of dictator Omar al-Bashir, who had ruled the country for 30 years with an iron grip with the support of the military and Sudanese Islamists.